So the protesters went home from the Ambassador Bridge and Ottawa with their tails between their legs. Now where does that leave us? Cops have beaten the shit out of everyone, and they have proven they can deploy the resources and control and break up these demonstrations on a nationwide basis. They also can tap into bank accounts and ruin funding and get into everything on the computerized SWIFT system, which means that they are in control, period, of the opinions, of the bank accounts, and of the protesters. The actions of the Trudeau government are absolutely appalling in that they have approved what has effectively returned us to a war footing during World War II against peaceful protesters. The only thing is now is that what is the next step? When does direct action become necessary? And when does this thing escalate? And when are Canadians going to be ready to lay down their lives in terms of freedom? Now, the Bill Wood interview didn't imply that anything like this violence was going to happen, or he didn't disclose it when he did his Project Looking Glass interview. But I can tell you right now that unless there is divine intervention or something supernatural, there is going to be war and people are going to die wholesale in this country. So Canada, I'm not advocating or proposing anything here. All I'm saying is that direct action is going to happen and the stakes are going to be raised. You will have to rise to the occasion and present yourself like the men you are, or else forever withdraw into a black hole of depression, in which case your nation will be swallowed. And every one of you will not have stood and done the ultimate that people did during World War II. I am ready. I know my father served, and I know my uncle served. And I've been ready to sacrifice my life the entire way along here. Looks like we're getting close to that time, folks. Prepare yourselves.